what's going down, y'all. Come the worst, my peoples come
first. Come the worst, come the worst. It's time for the worst. 312-981-7200 is a phone number. Our segment where we complain about the worst things in society for prizes. Elizabeth Gomez, great stand-up. Storyteller and OG panelist for The Worst is with us tonight. She can be seen on June 5th at Tuesday Funk at the Hop Leaf up in Andersonville. And also on June 8th, she's with the Cates at the Bookseller in Lincoln Square. Elizabeth, good to see you.
Good to be here.
As always, we play The Worst tonight. 312-981-7200. You can call, you can text. Really what you're doing is you're playing for the opportunity to get a pair of tickets to see Avenue Q. That's awesome. Desktop indoor weather station and a Lou Malnati's gift certificate just for complaining about your day.
What? Sounds what? Amazing. What did you say?
Exactly. That's pretty much that's my life. What, that's great. What did you say? All right. So here's a get. Let's. Here we go. Ready?
Yes.
708 starts us off. I usually don't do this. We'll go to Pete. But the worst is buying $300 worth of vegetables and supplies for your garden and planting them on the hottest day of the year, then realizing you're only yielding about $50 worth of vegetables. Is that what you're in the game for? Like, you're not putting your garden in together to be like, well, how am I going to make money off that? Like, no one does that these days, right?
I feel like if you have $300 to spend on your garden, maybe you should check a farmer's almanac. Is that how you say it? Did I say it funny? I just said it really funny.
Or at least on your taxes. Like, put something on your taxes saying you're a farmer, right? I don't know.
Maybe go to a community garden.
Yeah.
Speaking of gardening,
all right.
Know what's the worst?
What's the worst, Pete?
Going to Gethsemane.
Yeah.
Classic. On Memorial Day.
Oh, it's a lot of people in there?
Oh, my God. What were we thinking? We were just going to go in and get a couple of things. And then, you know, you've been there up on Clark there. Yeah. And then get there like at 10. And it's like there's like 45 cars waiting to get in the parking lot.
It's Christmas tree time.
Yeah, it's like blocking up the whole Clark and Ashland area. And I'm like, oh, really? Can we? I was like begging. I'm like, can you do, like with my wife, I'm like, can you do this like Friday or something? You know, but I wanted to be.
Like, I've got to work.
Like, I didn't want to be, I wanted to be supportive because, you know, I want to, you know, I like the plants that we have around, but I really was trying to go, man, maybe you should come back.
I know. I've got the same issue. We missed Memorial Day. This next week, I got stuff going on, so there's not a day free.
For your gardening?
Yeah, for gardening.
I didn't know you're a gardener.
Well, you know what? You learn new things every day, Elizabeth.
I am shook.
I have had somewhat success with hydrangeas. Not a big deal. Although, I think I was sold the last time we had the Botanic Gardens guy in, he told me that I may have been sold a hydrangea that only blooms every other year. And I'm like, why do they make those?
Yeah, that's weird.
That's dumb. And I was mad at him, and I got mad at the world, and I found myself really questioning life for 2 weeks after that, a little gem that he told me, a little info that he gave me. Well, there's hydrangeas that are every other year. I'm like, what? I don't have a big space, man. I got a space that's about the size of this console to put stuff in. It should bloom every year.
Where is your garden? On your roof?
Yeah, no, it's out in front, like, by the gate. That's a whole, like, foyer thing. Anyway.
We have a garden. My husband plants all the plants, though. I just like to watch him.
Do you watch and are you like a manager type
No, I usually just I just sit and I'm like, lift all that heavy manure, babe.
Doing great, babe. Great manure, babe.
And I drink iced tea. I hand him his gloves once in a while. I tell him he looks pretty.
Yeah, it's very great. Norman Rockwell, the whole thing.
Right. He's good at it. He also goes to the plant sales, like all the park plant sales, instead of the Gethsemane, which is a great plant store. But the park sales are like, you can get the plants a little cheaper.
Yeah.
They usually go to the actual park, you know.
I'm learning something new every day here.
Yeah, there's like 100 million of them.
I'm sure the hydrangeas at those places are bloom every year, hydrangeas.
Sure.
Elizabeth, what do you got for the worst?
For the worst, what I think is the worst are airlines that kill your dogs. Like those are the worst.
Anyone listening out there that's happened to, I apologize. I don't laugh at you. I laugh with you. But you're absolutely right. Any airline that's on the hook, there's like, listen, I'm sorry. We not only lost your luggage, but we killed your dog.
We killed your dog. And then the craziest thing is these stories where they're like putting the dog in the passenger overhead. What are you doing?
What are you doing?
And don't you hear the dogs barking until they die? It's so sad. It's a mess.
That's terrible.
It's a mess.
And I hear those stories about emotional pets on the airplanes, and I'm like, do you not recognize, what can we all call it out? The elephant in the room, not on the plane, but the elephant in the room. that everyone's afraid you're going to kill the dog by putting him in the storage facility, knocking him out, right? So they've come up with a new way to be like, I can't travel without my dog next to me because I don't trust you.
Right. And an emotional support animal is all pets. All pets are emotional all support. Pets.
That's what they're there for.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. All right, 312-981-7200. Let's keep going here. 269 says, you know what's the worst? Women's dressing room in a store. I just don't understand how women can throw clothing on the floor and the room is a mess. I was taught to return clothing to the hanger and to take items back to the sales floor.
That's a legit complaint. You find clothes sprawled everywhere. And then nothing has a hanger anymore. I think that's the worst is sometimes when you go into a dressing room and you had six hangers and you had six garments and for some reason one of the hangers disappears.
It's gone. It's
like, how am I walking around here with six garments and only five hangers?
It's so true. I rarely find myself in a fitting room, as they say on the men's side, but not dressing room, fitting room. And when I do, I always look for instruction when I'm done. Like, I'm useless. Like, I don't know what to do. So I've got all the clothes in my hands, and I'm like, to the salesperson or to my wife or whoever's with me, like, what do I do now? I want these. I don't want these. And they're like, leave it. And I'm like, that doesn't seem right. I want to put it back where it was. Like, I feel like I'm useless in that regard.
Well, I think that the employees probably appreciate it. That you're asking, they appreciate it. But then it also gives them something to do.
They usually take off, and then they just throw it. Like, they don't put them back on the shelf.
Let me ask you this. Do you have the same fear that I have walking into a dressing room?
Probably not.
That there's a camera on the other side of the mirror?
No, I don't have that fear.
Because sometimes I'm like, is something over on the other side of the mirror? And is it going to be like, am I going to get in trouble for not wearing underwear today?
Yeah. Like, do you think about that when you get in the dressing room? Or do you think about that when you wake up and you're like, am I going to find myself in a dressing room today? I don't know. That's hilarious. 312-981-7200. We're playing the worst. Elizabeth Gomez is here, stand-up storyteller. She's going to be at Tuesday Funk at Hop Leaf on the 5th and on the 8th with the Cates Ensemble at the Bookseller in Lincoln Square. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. More texts and more calls here in the worst. Stay with us. It's Download 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Elizabeth Gomez in studio. We're playing the worst. All right, you ready for this? 773 says, the worst is a lady asked me for money to get on the bus. She then used a bus card to pay her fare. That just sounds like a stand-up routine. That's good. The worst is a crime committed by someone driving a car like mine. Cops sneak up on me with lights out and then give me a heart attack. Then they see I'm not the guy they're looking for and they speed away.
That's very specific.
Yeah, that is. The worst is walking along the lakefront trying to enjoy the day and having to smell marijuana.
That person's got to relax, man.
Well, I was going to say that's everywhere now. That's everywhere. 773. Panhandler follows me, asks for money, explained I do not carry cash. He then follows and offers to accompany me to a store where I can purchase something with a card.
I feel like that's just creepy.
Yeah, that's a lot. The worst is having to work Memorial Day weekend.
That is the worst. I don't think you should ever have to work Memorial weekend. Oh, wait, I worked this Memorial weekend.
That's funny.
Although, you know, Memorial weekend makes me think of the lake. And I think that the manners on the lake path are very bad. Like, if you're riding your bike on the lake path and you tell someone you're coming on the left, they should move.
Right.
But they stand still.
They freak out.
They just like keep walking and just looking back at you. And you're like, get out, get over.
That's one of the one areas that probably intimidates me more than anything is that bike path. Like the bike path on the lakefront.
Yeah.
I have been on there a couple of times and I'm like, man, this is the wild, wild west.
Yes. And you need to know the rules.
Right.
So
I don't know the rules.
If you don't know the rules, look it up.
Let's say I don't look it up and just wing it. Is that not good?
You're putting your own life in your hands, yeah, sir. Also, like, I don't understand why people have to walk like six people across the lake path.
They're friends. They're holding hands.
No.
Friends can walk single file.
They can walk single file. They can walk side by side and kind of scooch as they walk.
Scooch walk. The worst is waking up early on your day off. Yeah, it is. Let's see. The worst. You know what's the worst? 708 says public pools. Humanity's worst habits all in one place. Ooh.
I don't know. I've been to some public pools outside the pool.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if I ever go in the water, but I feel like it's mostly just kids. And kids are, I mean, kids are just terrible.
They're the worst.
Yeah. I think like anytime you have a situation with kids, you just have to be prepared to want to smack one.
Got to be prepared mentally.
Right.
You just have you to don't have like, to physically do it, but you mentally have to be prepared.
In your brain, you have to be like, these are the worst people.
773, the worst is when you order a burger at McDonald's and they give you a patty with no bread.
That never happens.
Yeah, that's someone who just like had a brain moment in McDonald's. Just like, where was I? Oh, yeah, I think we're done with this sandwich. Like, all right, we're gonna be Big Mac quarter pounder. All right, I got it all. Wait, I forgot one step. What was it? You know what? It's Larry. We need it. Here, take it. I think it's done.
I think it's. Have you seen that Wendy's has like a new French fry situation called the Baconator fries?
Ooh.
And then Taco Bell has the nacho fries.
Yeah, and McDonald's has a fries like that too, and they're an international one. I was suckered into going to the international McDonald's,
the downtown?
Global one. That's yeah, in their new headquarters. You know, because you're like, oh, this is great. This is I read an eater said something about it. I should check it out. Oh, they got McDonald's from all over the world. They got McDonald's from Australia. I want to try this out. Oh, it's the same. Yeah.
Wait, are they all the same? Is it the same menu down here?
No, it's a different menu, but it's the same. It's a little bit of spicy mayo and a chicken strip. It's not. It's not like you're. It's not like they got it figured out in Shanghai. It's not like, you know, like, it's not like.
They're like, come here to the Japanese part of McDonald's.
Right.
And it's basically like a cheeseburger wrapped in rice.
Yeah. It's not. When I walked out of there, I was like, huh. So this is new. No.
Well, there are a lot of McDonald's across the world. My mom, who is Korean, is convinced that's why Koreans are fat.
Because, really?
Because she was like, we never grew up with McDonald's, and she went back after like 25 years when they started putting in McDonald's, and she was just like, everyone's overweight.
Someone has a worst right here that says the worst is people who complain they can't gain weight. Do people complain that they can't gain weight?
I think women complain about weight no matter what. Like, right. It doesn't really matter. And yeah, I've heard that too.
Really?
Yeah, women who are like, oh, I can't gain enough weight.
Mm-hmm.
But dudes too. I mean, like, especially teenage dudes definitely are like complainers about like not gaining weight because it wouldn't be all muscly.
Muscly. All right. Mm-hmm. 309's got a front runner. This is good. This might be one top three already. Ready? 309 says, the worst is making your wife so mad she removes your daddy figure from the sticker family on the back of the minivan. That's mad. That can't be done. Can that be redone?
Those stickers are expensive. I think they're like $12 a person.
Can you imagine that? Wow. I don't know what you did, but... all right, ready? We'll go into... I got a lot tonight. Let's go to Mike. Mike, welcome to the download. What's the worst, bud?
I had the worst, man. I went had my white truck washed. I call it Moby Dick. Okay. And then I went through a pine forest, and all this yellow dust just stuck to it.
Oh, weird. So you had the car washed, and because of the chemicals...
I had my truck washed. It's a 350, F-350. It's a big truck.
Okay, so
all white.
It's called Moby Dick.
All right, it's Moby Dick.
Moby Dick.
So Moby yeah. Dick was washed, and then...
Dick was washed, and then went through the pine forest, just visioning everything, and it came out yellow.
Weird. But didn't you know you were going to go yellow, into a forest?
Now I call it Yellow Fella.
Yellow Fella. All right, well, that's weird. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if this is
where,
the worst.
Where is this pine forest?
It's now permanently yellow?
Blew off the trees, yeah.
So it's permanently yellow, so you can't get that back to white?
I don't know. Yeah. I haven't watched it since it was yesterday.
Go to Simon's off of Webster.
You know, it was yesterday. There's a lot of pollen in the air.
So you washed the car yesterday knowing you're going to go into a pine forest?
I didn't know that the dust was going to blow all over my white truck.
But when you go into a forest, isn't it going to get dirty regardless? I mean, it's a forest.
No, nice trails, but thing is, I got my truck washed. Now it's all yellow. It's white by nature.
That's awesome. All right, Mike. Thanks, buddy.
You know, I mean,
what?
That's
I lost.
He's going in and out.
No, I understood what he was saying. He got his car washed.
Yeah.
He then took, I'm sorry, truck.
No, Moby Dick.
Moby Dick. And then it got dirty going through the forest, and he hasn't had time to wash it yet again.
And it all happened yesterday.
And that's the best part of that story. It all happened yesterday. 847, the worst is people who are texting in their car when the light turns green, and I'm behind them, and I sit there. But the best is my new semi-horn that I installed in my car, and I honk when the light turns green. Maybe it'll make him pay attention in the future. So he put like an industrial horn on his car. Honk, honk.
I think the opposite's the worst. Is like if you're at a light and you're waiting to turn, and for whatever reason, like you're measuring traffic, and then some jerk face is like honking their horn behind
industrial.
You. Industrial. Yeah, and they think they know what's happening in your life. And you know what? They don't know my life.
There you go. That was what Patty was telling me. I messed up last time we did the worst. That someone was saying that they didn't like the worst is people that are behind you when it's a right turn on red. And I was thinking it was left, and I went in a different direction. But when they go right and you're behind them and they're honking at you, not recognizing that it's a no turn on red. Or
yes.
Yeah, it's the same concept. You don't know what's going on up here.
Yeah.
You're
too
back.
Yeah, pay attention back there, yo.
So there you go.
Or even if you're even behind, you know, you're behind the person that's turning and the person behind you honks.
Yeah.
And then the person in front of you is thinking that, like, why is this guy behind me honking? And you're like, no, that it's the this guy's honking. Not me.
Not me.
It's this guy back.
He's the honker.
Yeah.
I'm frustrated. I would like to turn too, but he's the honker. Don't look at me. It's hilarious.
I actually was in a scenario once. Where that was happening to me, and I turned to the person who was in the left aisle, who was going straight, or the left lane, and is going straight. And she was reading a magazine.
She was just reading a magazine. She's like, I don't text and drive.
Right,
I read feature pieces.
I'm living my best life now.
I am finishing this feature on Nicolas Cage. I need to finish this before the light turns green. 312-981-7200. Elizabeth Gomez is here. Pete Zimmerman's here. We're playing the worst, where we complain about the worst things in society for prizes. Stay with us.
It's going down, y'all.
Thanks, Rob. It's a download, 720 WGN, and we're playing the worst, 312-981-7200, where we complain about the worst things in society for prizes. Elizabeth Gomez in studio with us, OG panelist here on the worst, one of the first ones we ever had on the show. She is going to be on June 5th at Tuesday Funk at the Hop Leaf, great bar up in Andersonville. And June 8th with the Cates Ensemble at the Bookseller in Lincoln Square. All right, let's keep it going here. We're playing the worst. Let's start with Barbara. Barbara, what's the worst, Barbara?
This past Friday evening, our central air went out.
Oh no.
Okay, but that was the beginning. So, of course, we couldn't get anybody to come out over the weekend. So we decided, well, we'll go in the car and we'll go to the mall and cool off. So we go in the car and the air conditioning is broken in the car.
Oh, man.
So this was our weekend, and then they finally came out today for the central air, and the wires were chewed up inside, and that has to be replaced.
Oh, is that because of a mouse?
Yes.
Yeah, that happened to my dad. Yeah, that's the same thing. They live out in a rural area, and both of their cars, all the wires got chewed up by mice.
That's
insane.
Yeah,
well, it wasn't the car. It was the outside air conditioner unit was chewed up.
Yeah.
The wires and the... Yeah, the car, I don't know yet. We didn't take that,
that
in
was
yet.
The car,
we'll
so
find
yeah,
that out.
That same con- oh, that's terrible. Well,
yeah, we'll find that out tomorrow. But it had to be on a holiday in the hottest weekend
so far. Of
course,
as it always
and
happens,
had,
right?
And she had to go the whole weekend without it.
So there's a lot of mall
that's
walking.
Exactly right,
yeah. Yes. The whole weekend.
Yeah. Right, exactly. So that was my weekend.
Thanks. Well, thanks for calling, Barbara.
Thank sure, you. Take
that's
care.
That's a good one.
Bye-bye.
That's terrible. And you know what I did? This is classic me. So we left on Thursday, and I'm always in this complete as every man is, I'm in this complete argument about the temperature in the house, because I know that temperature equals money.
In your brain, or like, no, with your family?
With family. So,
like, you're always putting the AC up, yeah, and your wife is taking it down.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, yeah. That's just, that's not unique. That's not unique. But so this trip, I was like, on Thursday, looked at the weather report. It was all good. I go, there's no reason to
have it on. I just
want
to remind you that women make money too.
Yeah. No, I'm, in this case, I don't know why it is, but I'm trying to save money for the family so I can buy nice things. And I shut the AC units off for the weekend. And it wasn't until Saturday that I looked down and I'm like, oh, it's going to be, as Tom Skilling giving us a 95-er for Sunday and Monday. And we got two cats. And I was like, uh-oh. Hope they don't die. Luckily, they were fine. Everything was fine. But when we got home yesterday, it took like 4 hours of them constantly running to get back to a normal temperature. And I'm like, I think I probably, like, it would have been the same. Like, right. It would have been the exact same amount of, like, on me, it was just, I did not do a good job on that one.
That reminds me that I had a similar situation this winter where, you know how you have to drip your water in your, mm-hmm, sink? And I walked down to my laundry room and I saw that the sink was dripping. And then I was like, oh, someone left the water on. $1,100 later to get my... Oh, yeah. And that same week... my garage door broke. That was $440. And then my daughter got into a car accident. So that was another $400.
Oh, man.
All in 1 week, which just reminds me that home ownership and parenting is the worst.
This is all one lead up. All right. Let's see. The worst is when you relieve yourself. Come on. Might be, at least they say, might be not appropriate for the radio. The worst is really having to go to the bathroom while driving with no known gas stations around, and you're in Wilmette, so you relieve yourself in the corner of a church parking lot.
So, I work for an alderman. I think I've told you that before, but I got a phone call the other day from a woman who caught a customer of a bar nearby peeing on her house.
That's so classic.
Made me
Chicago.
So sad.
Right?
Yes, it's awful.
Oh, it's just terrible. It's just such a Chicago thing to be like, I'm not going to make it home, so I'm going to pee on this house. The Cubs played a really good game, so I'm going to pee on this house.
Do you think that's just like a certain age group, or is that specifically just being a Chicagoan?
I don't know. It has to be an age group. Although, my favorite story, and I've told this one before, that I was up on the third floor of and I was looking out the window one day, and there's these two guys looking around. They just start peeing on the house, right? Right next. And I whip the window open, and I yell out, hey, what are you doing? You know, like classic New York. Hey, what is this? And these guys, they point. I get all aggressive while buttoning up their pants, and they come towards the house to the downstairs thing, knocking on the door like, we're going to kick your butt. How dare you tell us we can't pee on your house? Like, they weren't, they did the exact, I thought they would like button up and run like we've been caught. Instead, they turned inward towards me. They wanted to fight. They wanted to figure out how they could get up to my third floor apartment and beat me up for even suggesting that they were wrong for peeing on my house.
Did you run to your room and call 911?
I just kind of was like, what's happening here?
You came to the next Caps meeting.
Yeah. I quickly snuck out the back. Yeah. 773 says, the worst is when you have to share the kitchen area at a funeral home, and the people from the other room come in and start drinking the pop and bottled water you brought. You don't want to be disrespectful by saying anything, so you just passive-aggressively eat the cookies that they brought. That's awesome. They're like, you know what? Let's just all take a breath. We're all here mourning. Let's just be passive-aggressive and eat their stuff. That's awesome. That's an awesome worst. That's what we're talking about.
I wonder, do you think funeral homes have like banquet packages?
Yeah, of course they do, right? Don't they? Yeah.
Would they?
Yeah. I think they do. Like that they'll put little lunch meats and stuff out.
I have a big dream that when I die, I'll be buried in like a clear coffin, but at my wake, my coffin will be a Bloody Mary bar.
Oh, on top of you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
So everyone
that's
can like
awesome.
Mix their
why
drinks.
Why are there not more people selling that?
I don't know. It's
the internet has let me down once again. That needs to be found. That's
I
a great
idea. I want it so that I'm going to have someone paint my eyes.
So your eyes are open?
So my eyes are closed, but they have this weird, weird painted eyes.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
I spent a lot of time thinking about my death.
Or at least how to, or at least how to add some pizzazz to your wake. Wow.
Did you start your funeral playlist on Spotify? I did.
Are you the kind of person that wants to produce your funeral or your wake before you die?
I feel like I just want to give directions so people don't have to worry about that.
Right.
Just like here's Elizabeth's like how to deal with her funeral so that they don't have
no one has to worry about
it. Yeah, they don't have to worry about it.
Yeah. 312 says the worst, living in a country where the leader embraces racism and then says loud finger lickers. So one of the two. Two different 312s, but I like the loud finger lickers.
I'm into that.
One's political, one's social. Right? There you go.
Don't you think our president probably licks his fingers?
He's probably really loud. Yeah.
I bet you he clips his nails in public too. That Mueller.
773 says, hate their computer. Where is that at? 577. The worst is the person on the other end of the line that tells you how their computer is running slow. And then they proceed to give you the play-by-play about how they hate their computer and how it's still running slow and it hasn't loaded. Listening to them complain is worse than the computer being slow. I think this one might have been one of those two guys that peed on my house. Said, hey, if you pee in the dirt, lawn, or grass, it's not the front door, then who cares?
But I think we keep saying on the house. These people are peeing on your house.
Yeah, exactly. But they're saying, hey, if it's on the dirt, lawn, or grass, who cares? Move on.
Because I don't want to watch it.
Then you can be like me and think that you're doing think that you're tough from up in your third floor window. Hey, what are you doing? I'm gonna get you. They came after me, man. 708 says the worst is a girl wearing a thong when she shouldn't be. What does that mean?
Yeah, that's body shaming. Boo.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Sorry.
It's like she shouldn't wear it because she's like funky looking.
Okay. all right. Keep going here. The worst, 219 says, with your less than impressed reaction to the Moby Dick guy. He was hilarious. Thanks, Peg. 708 says, one of your last sips of coffee, getting coffee grounds in your mouth. The worst.
That is terrible.
630 says it's bad when the worst is when there's a Kaufman worst involving airplane travel, since I can't afford a flight from O'Hare to Midway.
But O'Hare doesn't fly to Midway.
Yeah, maybe that's the problem. You keep looking up on Kayak. Right. O'Hare to Midway. Nothing. I can't find it. Expedia, nothing. Travelocity, nothing.
Like literally zero planes go there.
773 says the worst is getting a parking ticket for supposedly being too far from the curb.
Ah, the 1 foot rule.
Is that a thing? Who knew this was an infraction?
Also 30 feet from the stop sign.
Well, I kind of know that one because it's obvious no one parks in front of the stop sign. But the 30 feet, I mean, I guess if it's egregious, a cop would have to give a ticket for it to be egregious if you're far from the curb.
Well, I think on the thinner streets, it's a problem.
Oh.
You know, like my street in front of my house, it's literally like it's two sides of parking and then like this very tiny space to get through.
All right. 518 says the worst mumblers.
In addition, ramblers.
And ramblers.
People who don't know when to shut up.
Ramble on. All right. It's We're Playing the Worst. 312-981-7200. All right. I think we've got a good idea who's the front runners. But I got to say, we still have a chance to steal here. More texts and more calls coming in. 312-981-7200. Stay with us.
It's
Download 720 WGN. We're Playing the Worst. It's Justin Kaufman. All right. 312-981-7200. Let's get back to it. We've got Elizabeth Gomez in studio. She's a storyteller and stand-up comedian. She is going to be at the Tuesday Funk on June 5th at Hop Leaf Bar in Andersonville. And then on June 8th, she'll be with the Cates Ensemble doing a show at the Bookseller in Lincoln Square. We've got two of the three pretty much ready to rock. So there's still an opening here. So let's get to 773 says, what is body shaming, as she puts it? This is some millennial term, once again, like all the other sensitive subjects. Oh, come on. Do you just say that stuff? I think they say that to be like, I don't want to get a rise.
I don't know. I was just flattered he called me a millennial. I use a great moisturizer.
630 might have a winner here. The worst is dating a guy who's going through a divorce and his soon-to-be ex transfers into your department at work.
Whoa.
Shall I say nightmare? Oh, my. That's a... Oh. That's a tough one, man.
That's not good.
You're like, I go to work. I don't have to think about it. Yes, everybody. Can we take a quick break? Charlene's going to be moving in here. She's going through a divorce herself. Hey, you know someone who's going through a divorce, right, Diane? Oh, no.
Or she might be lucky and the ex might be the way that I was about my ex-husband, where I was like, no, you should take him. Please.
Yeah, I'm glad you're having... Yeah, please. That, yeah, maybe she'll get lucky. Hopefully you'll get lucky. I don't think that it'll play out that way, but it's possible. Creeps me out every time. 514 says, my wife constantly complaining I never give her enough time to put on her face. Creeps me out every time she says that.
Sometimes I ride my bike to work and I look at my coworkers and I'm always like, I'm gonna go put on my face.
That's so good.
That is relatable.
That just, that, yeah, that phrase itself is the worst. I'm gonna go put on my face. The worst is when a woman uses the public bathroom and sits down on a toilet seat unaware that the person before her peed on the seat.
Didn't wipe. Oh, that's the worst.
Yeah, that's lame.
You know, in other cultures, they just have this rule of like everyone just sits on the seat in public toilets.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't do the standing. That's a new thing. That's a modern thing.
That's an American thing. Yeah.
Hmm. This happened to me 3 times in the last week and a half. I was in line at a store, hoping it comes time to pay. That the people act surprised that they have to pay, and they start digging through their purse looking for their checkbook or credit card. Okay, let me do you take traveler's checks? Put the first 10 on this card. It's going to say that it's declined, but put the first 10 on here and put the next 15 on here, and I'll pay you in rubles for the rest. How about that? All right, the worst is a guy standing next to you talking to his sister, but she's not there. What is that? Like crazy guy?
Yeah, maybe a crazy guy.
Hmm. Wow. All right.
I've had people who are mentally ill ask me to take out my headphones sometimes. You know, like if you're standing at a bus stop and then they come up to ask for money, but they see you have headphones in.
Oh, they give you the
and
sign.
And then they're like, yeah, they give you the sign. It only if you see you take off your headphones, and then they're like, my name's Charlie. And then you're just like, okay.
I might have been listening to some, you know, some really heavy duty stuff, some profound stuff. I was at the bus stop. I had the
little Herbie Hancock.
Yeah, maybe something just like, no, something speaking to me, you know, like a new Kendrick Lamar. Just something you're like, he's saying what I'm thinking, right? Guy comes up to me. He taps me on the shoulder. He's like, does the Universal pull out the headphones? I'm like right in the middle of like track 3. You're just like, dude. And you pull him out real quick and he goes, smile.
Shut it.
I was like, what? You don't know what I'm doing? You don't know who, what? Smile. First of all, I've got my hard face on. I'm on the public transit. You know, I gotta look like
you're
I'm
doing
tough.
Your head bob.
I'm doing a head bob. I'm putting on my face, right? Second, no, you don't know what I'm doing. You can smile. Jeez.
Now you know what women feel like every day.
Right? All right, let's try Nancy. Nancy, what's the worst, Nancy?
Oh, cleaning out a drain and pulling out a big glob of hair.
And that's my job in the house. That's what I have to do. That's my job. And once you get zen about it, that doesn't bother me at all. I go in there.
Really?
Squish it in my hands the whole bit.
My washing machine was broken the other day, and my husband went to, like, fix it. And he was like, you know what the problem was? And I was like, no. He's like, your hair.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so gross.
Yeah, you got to get used to, you got to zen out. You got to zen. You got to think it like it's a... silly putty or something like that.
You know what else I hate? I hate like wilted lettuce, you know, like when you take like slimy lettuce when you take it out of the bag.
Yeah. I hate that. I think it's the worst too because you paid money for that and now it's gross. Yeah. I'm with you, Nancy.
Yeah, it is.
All right. Thank you. Thanks for calling. All right. 312-981-7200. I don't know why I say the number again, because the game is over. What do we got to win today? Third place is going to get you a desktop indoor weather station brought to you by American Weather Makers Heating and Cooling, the 60 Minute Men. Call 855-955-HVAC. Second place going to get you a pair of tickets to Avenue Q playing May, now through June 30th. At the Metropolis Performing Arts Center in Arlington Heights. Tony winner for Best Musical Score and Book. Avenue Q is a laugh-out-loud, puppet-filled comedy for mature audiences following a group of 20-somethings seeking their purpose in life. Get tickets at metropolisarts.com or call 847-577-2121. In first place, we'll get you a Lou Malnati's gift certificate. Lou Malnati's is home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Find one of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations or order online at loumalnati's.com. Elizabeth Gomez can be seen on stage both on June 5th and June 8th. June 5th in Andersonville at Hopleaf for their Tuesday Funk series. And June 8th at the Cates Ensemble at the Bookseller, of course, in Lincoln Square. Elizabeth, awesome to have you here tonight. Let's give the winners. Third place for the desktop indoor weather station. Two, we're going to give two away. Is that okay, Pete? Can I give two? Okay, one is going to go to who came in right at the end there and gave us the worst is dating a guy who's going through a divorce and his soon-to-be ex transfers into your department at work. Oh, and that's one. And the second's going to go to...
She needs one so she can make sure that it doesn't get shady outside. All that
and
shame.
The other, and this is Elizabeth. Elizabeth had done a good job of really lobbying for this, and she wants to give it to Barb, who lost her AC. She called in, and she lost her AC both in her house and her car. And there's a little irony in the fact that we'll give you American Weather Makers. Yeah.
Too so bad they don't have fans built in.
Yeah, you can watch the temperature in your house get warmer and warmer, and you're like, this is not working, but at least you'll know. So, Barb, that's for you. Second place tonight is going to get the Avenue Q. It's going to be the worst. 773, when you have to share the kitchen area at a funeral home, and the people from the other room come in and start drinking the pop and bottle that you bought. You don't want to be disrespectful by saying anything, so you just passive-aggressively eat the cookies that they brought. That's great. And the first place tonight, a Lou Malnati's gift certificate's got to go to 309. The worst, making your wife so mad she removes your daddy figure from the sticker family on the back of the minivan. Yes! Kudos to the wife. And now you get to bring in a pizza. Hey, yeah. Look what I got. I got a pizza for that trouble. So I was right. Whatever the argument was, I was right. Elizabeth, great to see you. An OG panelist here on the worst. Always
a
pleasure.
Yeah, I love it. Thank you for having me.